I'm Jane Weaver, health editor of MSNBC.com, and I'm here with Dr. Billy Goldberg and Mark Lehner. They're the authors of Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex?
And Why Do Men Have Nipples?
And Why Do Men Have Nipples? Our first question today is from Kate in Plymouth, Michigan, who asks, why do men wake up with erections, or what she calls morning wood? And we've had this question a lot, so I figured that it was time now to finally address it.
Kate is a Michigander. Do you know that?
I would imagine so.
One from Michigan? You would think a Michiganian, but they're Michiganders. I spent 4 years in Ann Arbor. Love the University of Michigan.
Love the cuisine. Love the climate.
I loved it. Please.
Why do men have big, sweaty...
Don't insult my alma mater.
Good question, though.
Do you want to take it?
I think this is a question that has fascinated all humans. Well, there are two aspects to this question. One is, what causes an erection in the first place? What is the physiology of an erection? And the other would be, why would you have a seemingly inexplicable erection when you wake up? Erections are pretty simple. Given certain stimuli and the activity of neurotransmitters, the penis becomes engorged with blood. What are the two arteries? They're arteries or the corpus cavernosa? I'm getting it all wrong.
Cavernosa.
It's because Billy and I recently we wrote a column for Best Life magazine, and it was in the form of a Dr. Seuss poem, and we managed to rhyme Casanova and corpus cavernosa somehow or other, which has never been done before. But anyway...
Never been done before.
I don't think so. So the penis becomes engorged with blood, and then there's an interesting little fibrous elastic sheath that constricts and holds the blood in the penis, ergo an erection. Now, why would you get an erection upon waking up? That's the next interesting question.
It is a reflex, and there are reflex erections, and it happens during sleep, it happens during REM sleep, and these erections are controlled by the parasympathetic nervous system. So, impulses are transmitted actually through the spinal cord, to the lower portion of the spinal cord. I think I was telling Mark about this. We come up with these silly little things to remember things in medicine, these mnemonics. And there's one for remembering what part of the spinal cord causes erection. And it goes like this. It's S234, keep the penis off the floor. You were a cheerleader in high school.
That sounds familiar to me.
So it's the sacral part of the spinal cord. Yeah. So S2, 3, and 4, and that's where that parasympathetic nervous system reflex arc is, and that's what causes erections. What happens during sleep, they're perfectly normal. Actually, for people with erectile dysfunction, sometimes they actually do sleep studies and test whether you're getting erections at sleep, and that's how they can tell whether it's psychogenic or whether there's really some sort of medical problem.
But it can be from a dream you're having. It can also be from something as simple as actual tactile stimulation from rubbing against your PJs or your sheets.
So are you saying, does it have anything to do with arousal?
It can either be totally unrelated to arousal, or it can be. Those are the two types of erections.
So sort of covers all human experience. Either you're aroused or you're not. It can be both.